you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to be here, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for watching over us and keeping us safe all during the night, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you saw us fit to bring us into your house once again, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for safe travels. God, we thank you for our right mind and strength. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for touching our minds and our hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing us each and every day, God. You bless our families. You just, Lord God, you do so much for us, Lord God. And we want to tell you that we thank you and we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, God. You're so merciful. You're so kind. You're so generous, Lord God. You're so wonderful, Lord God. And we thank you for that peace, that love, that encouragement, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all these things that you provide for us, Lord God. Thank you for being our counselor, Lord God. Thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. Thank you for guiding and directing us, Lord God. We just say thank you, Lord God, because you do so much for us, Lord God. And we just want to make sure, Lord God, that we honor you, Father God. We acknowledge you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Lord God, that we lift you up first, Lord God. We give you, God, everything that you deserve, Father God. Everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God. We exalt you above everything, God. We exalt you about every person. God, you are great, Lord God, and we exalt you, Lord God. We remove the idols, Lord God. We remove any hindrances or distractions, Lord God. And we put our mind on you. We put our heart on you. We focus on you right now, Lord God. God, we're seeking you, Lord God. We want to see your face, Lord God. We want to hear your voice, Lord God. We want, Father God, to be in the midst, Lord God. You said when two or three are gathered together, Lord God, you are in the midst, Lord God. So we welcome you. We welcome you, God. We welcome you into this place. We welcome you. We welcome you, Lord God, into this house. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our mind, God, and we welcome you, Lord God, and to do whatever you need to do, Lord God. We want your spirit to move. We want you to teach us. We want you to guide us. We want your presence, Lord God. We want your counsel, Lord God. We want your arms wrapped around us, Lord God. We want you, Lord God, and we just welcome you, Father God, because there is none like you, God. There's none like you. You are so special to us, Lord God. You mean so much to us, Lord God. You are so special, God. There is no one that can do us like you do, Father God. How merciful you are. You provide us grace and sufficient, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the reconciliation. We thank you for opening those doors. We thank you, Father God, for even closing some. We thank you, Father God, for giving us warning. We thank you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, because you're always there, Lord God, even in that dark place, Lord God, even when we think we're all alone, Lord God, you are there, and we appreciate you, Jesus. We appreciate you being there, Lord God. We appreciate you walking with us. We appreciate you talking with us. We appreciate you giving us dreams and visions. God, we appreciate the secrets you provide. God, we appreciate you whispering into our ears, Lord God. We appreciate it, Lord God. And we just want to make sure we let you know, Father God, how much we appreciate you, Lord God, how much we thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your covering, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the hope, the encouragement, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. You do so much, Lord God. Thank you for opening up our understanding, Lord God, of your word and giving us the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord God, that you have, Father God, helping us, Lord God, to make the right decisions and do the right thing. God, we just want to tell you thank you. We appreciate you, God. We appreciate you. We appreciate, God, removing that hate, removing that anger, removing that wrath, removing that unforgiveness, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Jesus, for transforming us, renewing us. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for stripping away the old and allowing us to walk in the new. Father God, we thank you for that new wineskin. God, we just thank you for pouring into us, Lord God, all all the time, Lord God. As long as we are open, Lord God, we know that you are there. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering to us, Lord God, individually. Thank you, God, for meeting us right where we are. Thank you, Father God, that we have access and we can come to you at any time and pour our heart before you. God, we just tell you, thank you, God. Thank you for being that person that we can confide in, Lord God, and give you all, every concern, everything, Lord God. So we want to cast all our cares upon you right now. Every concern that we have, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, about everything. Everything concerning everything, God, we want to lay it at your feet, Father God. We don't want to keep carrying this stuff, God. We don't want to have this stuff hindering us and bogging us down, Lord God. So we want to give it to you right now, God. We cast it at you, Lord God. We give it to you, Lord God. Lord God, that it won't let it be a heavy weight nor a diverse measure, Lord God, that we won't be thinking some type of way or acting some type of way, God. Lord God, but that we know, Father God, Lord God, with assurance and confidence, Lord God, that you will take care of everything. You, God, leave nothing unturned. Lord God, you touch everything. Your hand is in everything. And we know, Father God, that you will take care of it, Lord God. Lord God, and we can trust that you will take care of it. Lord God, we know that you can trust that you are our shepherd. And we will not want anything, God. Oh, God, we shall not want, Father God, nothing, Lord God. We just trust you, Lord God, that you will make a way out of one way, God. You will open up a door, Lord God, and our back is up against the wall, God. We know, Lord God, that you, Father God, can tear that wall down. God, we just thank you, God, because there is nothing impossible with you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to encourage ourselves in you. Oh, God, we thank you for that encouraging word on today, God. We just bless you, God, because we love you and we appreciate, Lord God, these things that you do, Father God, each and every day. God, you help us to, Lord God, cast down vain imaginations in our mind, Father God. You help us to recognize some things and see some things, Lord God. You help us do so much, Father God. Lord God, and we just appreciate everything that you do, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you on tonight. We honor you, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God, above everything, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you forgive us, Lord God, of anything and everything that is in our heart, God, that is not of you. God, we're asking, God, that you would go in, Father God, and continue to pull out any and everything, God, that's not of you, that hidden stuff, Lord God, in the crevices and Lord God, in those little holes, Lord God, those behind those locked doors, Lord God, in the back of our minds, Lord God, stuff that we thought we had, Lord God, or thought we took care of, Lord God, but Lord God, you're bringing it to the forefront and letting us know, Lord God, that we have not finished, we have not overcome. There's still some stuff that needs to be taken care of, God. Thank you for pulling that out, God, and taking out the residue, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, hallelujah, God, for being, oh God, there to heal, Lord God, those areas, Lord God, that need healing, Father God, physically, naturally, spiritually, emotionally. God, you are there, Father God, and we just thank you, Lord God, that we can depend on you, that we can trust in you, Father God. Oh God, we don't have to be worrying about, Lord God, somebody gossiping and talking about us, Lord God, because when we come to you, Father God, oh God, you will give us that comfort, you will give us that peace, you will give us that hope, you will give us that love that we need, Lord God, and we can trust in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking, God, continue to work on our hearts, Lord God, remove that unforgiveness, Lord God, remove that bias and prejudice, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking, Lord God, you remove the anger and the wrath, Lord God. I'm asking, Father God, that you remove those things, Lord God, that causes us, Lord God, to fall, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and err, Lord God, or so easily have us in that place of darkness, Lord God. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would go in and pull out all that stuff, Lord God, and help us, God, to use the sword of the Spirit, Lord God. Help our unbelief, Lord God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to continue to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord God, as we deal with these things, as we seek your face, Lord God, that we learn and come, Father God, into the full knowledge of you, Lord God, that we operate, Father God, in the Spirit, Lord God, and not in the flesh. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord God, continue to work on our hearts, Lord God, and deliver us from ourselves, deliver us from people, deliver us from our own thoughts, Lord God. Deliver us, from evil. God, deliver us, Lord God, from the lies. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you will help us, Lord God, come into the truth, God, to be reconciled one to another, walk together in agreement on one accord. Father God, not point the finger blaming one another, Father God, but that we will forgive one another, Lord God, not holding a grudge. Jesus, God, give us hearts of absolutions, Lord God, hearts of forgiveness, hearts of compassion, hearts of love, hearts that causes us to care even the more, Father God, not being just concerned about ourselves, but being concerned about our neighbors, being concerned about the children, being concerned about those down the street, those that we don't even know. Father God, give us a heart of prayer. God, that we would pray even the more, that we would intercede in the mirror. God, that we would run to be at your altar, that we would run to be at your feet, to lay at your feet and cry out to you, God. Cry out to you, God. Remove the pride and the haughtiness, God, and all that stuff, Lord God, that we have, Lord God, that's causing us, Father God, not to apologize, not to say I'm sorry, that's causing us, Father God, Lord God, to harden our hearts, God. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us, Lord God, to repent, Father God. Lord God, and lay that stuff down, Father God. Oh, God, and now again be concerned, Father God, what people think, Lord God. But God, give us the courage to release it all, confess it all, lay it all out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, if we do all that, Lord God, oh, God, we can get prayer. We can pray for one another. We can see and intercede for one another. There's a possibility, God, that we just might be healed. Oh God, we just might be delivered. Oh God, and we may end up going, God, moving on, Father God, into places, Lord God, that we have never thought that we could go before, that we can never be before, Lord God, in you, Father God, that we can cross over, Father God, and be in that place, Lord God, that secret place, that secret garden, that place, Lord God, that nobody or no one can come in us and you, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to understand that you want to have fellowship with us, that you want to walk with us, you want to talk with us, Lord God, but we have to yield, God. Give us a meek and quiet spirit. Give us a spirit, Lord God, that will yield to your spirit, that are willing and obedient, Father God, to submit to your authority, your power, oh God, your word, and not deny the power in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you, God, remove all fears, Lord God, all those fears that we have tucked away, Father God, for you have delivered us from the spirit of fear. Oh God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, help us to walk in the power and the authority that you've already given us, God. Because you said, oh God, in your word that we can tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to do just that, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, remove the heaviness, Lord God. Uplift the heavy burdens, Lord God. God, being concerned about our loved ones, Lord God, I'm asking you to see about our loved ones. See about those, Lord God, that, oh God, are saved or unsaved, Lord God. See about those that know of you, heard of you, Father God, and yet has had an encounter with you, Father God. I'm asking you, God, let them run right into you in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, God, that you allow people come into their lives, Lord God, that will minister that peace and that grace, that has a testimony that would help them, Father God, to overcome and to recognize how alive you are, how real you are, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you, God, allow your people to come into the full knowledge of you and not just keep learning and learning, Father God, but get the grasp of the living God and apply it according to the way you had intended, Lord God, and help them get to that place, Lord God, where they are ordained, Lord God, where, Lord God, they walk with you and talk with you, they become one with you, Father God, and the cares of this world don't matter no more. Oh God, that they can have that life and that life abundantly in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I'm asking you, God, see about each and every one of us, God. God, I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, God, to receive all the word, a heart of acceptance, Lord God, not disregard, turn a deaf ear, or turn away, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Your word is true, Lord God, and it's more powerful. Oh God, it is a two-edged sword that will cut up those things those lies and stuff inside of us. God, give us a heart to exceed, accept all of it, God, not just bits and pieces, all of you. The word is you and you are your word, God. Give us the courage, Lord God, to accept you just as you are. Oh God, you're not a liar, you got a man, and you cannot lie. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help us, God, to know who you are. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Raha, Jehovah Mekad. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to get to know your name. Get to know your name. Who you are for real, God. Get to know your name. Circumcise our hearts, God. Circumcise our hearts, God. Circumcise our heart, Father God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, and help us, Lord God, to get to that place, Lord God, in you where you want us to be, not what we think, Lord God, not what we thought. God, help us, Lord God, to shake off all that old stuff, oh God, and all our plans, Lord God, that we had. Oh God, help us to kick it to the curb, and all that stuff that we grew up with, that we learned, Father God, help us, Lord God, to cast it down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and help us, Lord God, take on, Father God, everything, God, that you're teaching us right now, God. Help us to put on that full armor, Lord God. Oh, God, and not be scared for the darts that fly by day and the words that people say and what people do, Father God. Let us not be ashamed of your testimony. Oh, God, remove the shame and embarrassment, Father God, and allow us to speak the oracles. Oh, God, with a heart of fullness of joy. Oh, God, with a boldness like never before, in the name of Jesus, God. I'm asking you, God, give us that holy boldness like never known before, Lord God. Help us to walk in that holiness, Lord God. Oh, God, that can only come from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Lord. We need your help, Father God. We need your help in every area of our lives, in the raising of our children, in the marriages, Lord God. Oh, God, in our relationships, whether it's in our families, outside of our families, on our jobs, in the grocery store, at the gas station, just simply walking down the street. God, help us, Lord God. Have the right perspective and the right attitude, God, that we just don't look at people and just turn a deaf ear and turn away. Father God, help us, Lord God. In our hearts, God. Remove the coldness out of our hearts, God, and put your love and compassion, Lord God, in there, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us, Lord. Help us, God, in this world. Help us, God, in this nation, in this town, this city. Help us, Lord God, across the world. Help us, Lord God, in our attitudes, Lord God, creating us a clean heart, renew a right spirit in us, Lord God. Oh, God, that we won't be walking around with the same old stinky stuff. Oh, God, we want to be a sweet-smelling savor. We want to be pleasing in your sight, God. Oh, God, we ask for your help on today. Oh, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father. We just thank you. Thank you, God, for giving us access to come before you. God, I'm asking you, remember every prayer request, every prayer in the heart, everything that's gone up before you, God. Remember our children, our family members, our neighbors, our loved ones. God, people, Lord God, that belong to this ministry. We haven't even seen them in a while. God, you know where they are. You know what's going on. Father God, even if they have replanted themselves someplace else, God, I ask that you touch them, Lord God. Give them what they need. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking, God, that you touch everybody, Lord God, in the mind, you know, those that are in authority, that have power, that have rule. Father God, you've given that authority. Let them not squander it. Let them not use it, Lord God, to harm others, God. Give them a heart of compassion. God, give them a heart. Let them not hold their hands tight, Lord God. Let them release, oh, God, release everything, God, and do everything, Lord God, as unto you. Oh, God, even if they don't understand, they just know this is something that they got to do. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, God, for the transformation and the change that's taken place in our lives today, God. Oh, God, we just appreciate you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Oh, God, I ask that you touch even every prayer that's on the altar and on the wall. God, even every prayer, Lord God, that is coming up before you. Oh, God, we ask that you consider them and answer them, Lord God, according to your will, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.